Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather is coming up in just a few minutes. 13 more Alabama counties are qualifying for federal assistance due to the storms, tornadoes, and flooding that hit the state in late April and early May. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says state and local government programs and some nonprofit organizations may apply for disaster assistance in the following counties: Blount, Butler, Covington, Crenshaw, Dale, DeKalb, Etowah, Franklin, Geneva, Lamar, Perry, Pickens, and Tuscaloosa counties. Five other counties, Baldwin, Jefferson, Lee, Limestone, and Mobile, were approved for the aid earlier. FEMA says the aid can include debris removal, emergency protective measures, and work on roads, bridges, and public buildings. The Human Rights Campaign is bringing a new push for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in the South to Alabama today. $8.5 million will be spent on Project One America over the next 3 years in Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Chad Griffin is president of the Human Rights Campaign. He says one of the main focuses of Project One America is to change hearts and minds.
We are not doing this because this is the easiest job in the world to do. There are certainly easier places that we could be investing $8.5 million than these three states, but we're doing it because the need is there and the demand for this work is there. And so changing hearts and minds is going to take some time.
Project One America publicly launches in Alabama this morning on the Capitol steps in Montgomery, and then with events at Birmingham City Hall and the Museum of Art. Alabama children with special needs may soon be experts in the fine art of fishing. Oak Mountain State Park and the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is holding its annual event called Gone Fishin', Not Just Wishin'. Nearly 400 students with special needs per day are expected at the event. It features arts projects and live music along with fishing tips. Coordinator Jerry Moss says the event takes serious manpower.
Special needs kids or kids with disabilities, we have to have one coach per one kid. And, you know, this thing has gotten so big and so massive, and so that means you have to have about 300 or 400 volunteers per day.
The event will be held over 3 days, starting today from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Sarah Palin has been announced as the keynote speaker for a commencement ceremony at a North Alabama high school. WAFF-TV reports the former Alaska governor and 2008 vice presidential candidate is scheduled to speak to students and their families May 21st at New Hope High School. Madison County School Superintendent David Copeland says he considers the speech an honor for New Hope students. Copeland tells AL.com Palin is friends with the grandmother of one of the 77 students in the school's graduating class. New Hope is about 20 miles southeast of Huntsville. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Showers and thunderstorms become likely on this Wednesday, but it doesn't rain all day. Temperatures top out in the upper 70s. Have the umbrella handy. Overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, but rain gradually ends tonight. As for Thursday, highs top out in the low 70s. The Huntsville area could actually be in the 60s all day on Thursday. We're all in the 70s on Friday with a good supply of sun. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.